Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Paula Curtis-Byrne, B-U-R-N. This goes to Dr. Miner on 6-10-25. And this is Curtis-Byrne performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity. Compared to a prior study dated 5-28-24, there's been improvement, new paragraph impression, very minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Michael Carlisle, CARLISLE. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6-10-25, Mr. Carlisle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the OH bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with a very severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. The paragraph impression: very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa, T H E R E S A. Lauro, L-A-U-R-O. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6-10-25, Mrs. Lauro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity with insignificant change in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-11-25, there's been no significant change in the degree of airways obstruction with probably improved effort after bronchodilators in the current study. Period. No paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Aaron Ashlock, A-S-H-L-O-C-K. This goes to the VA. On 6-10-25, Mr. Ashlock performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period, compared to a prior study dated 10-13-22, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Aaron Ashlock. On 6-10-25, Mr. Ashlock performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 424 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Pamela Yates. This goes to Laura Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, on 6-10-25, Mrs. Yaks performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. The patient walked 273 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. At 1 minute and 21 seconds, she paused due to dyspnea with normal saturation of 95%, period. She again paused at 3 minutes and 32 seconds with a somewhat of a tachycardia with normal saturation, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Portney. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 6-10-25. Mrs. Portney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period compared to a prior study dated 2/27/2025. There's been no significant change. Period neuropathic impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without significant airways obstruction, showing no progression. Period. Thank you.